So, how does austerity affect you?
Directly. It's strong because you don't feel it right away. You don't. It's not directly to you. It's always someone near you. It's my friends that cannot. That cannot send their child to a CPE, un centre de la petite enfance, you know? It's a friend of mine who's a doctor, who's gonna be a family doctor, and now there's this law that's gonna go through that he has to have so many patients, and he knows that he's not gonna be able right away. He knows right now, before even starting, he's just starting his residence, before even starting, that he's gonna have so much job because they wanna cut, you know, they wanna make us be like we're not humans. I think that's the problem. Well, the difference between 2012 and 2015 is that that's the thing. We don't feel it right away, but we know that there's all these cuts that are gonna do on education, in the health system. We know that. It's gonna directly affect my sister who's pregnant. It's gonna directly affect her because it's gonna be really, really much expenses for her just to send her child to a CPE. So it scares me because I know that child is just gonna come to this society who they were preparing us, I believe. They were preparing for a couple of decades, but it scares me so much just to know that my nephew is not gonna have what I used to have. He'd be able to go to university just because, you know, he has to get this loan just to pay thousands and thousands that we're not used. And the thing is that the income doesn't follow. The income that we receive doesn't follow that. And just to be really real and realistic, I think. It's, how do I say this? The thing is that it doesn't affect us directly, say the students who had this big movement on 2012. But it's like a global thing. And that's what scares me the most. I think it's more scary than 2012. I think people don't feel something that affects directly. I think it's just this thing that they want to make it global just to make you believe that it's the way to go.
Yeah.
But
pourquoi est-ce que vous êtes ici aujourd'hui?
Parce que ça me touche à cœur de venir ici manifester. Je suis avec ma famille.
Et qu'est-ce que votre signe veut dire?
Refusant l'austérité.
Comment est-ce que l'austérité vous impacte?
Ça m'impacte beaucoup parce que au futur, ça va me toucher parce que le gouvernement, il coupe dans tout le service public. Alors, je trouve ça important de venir dans la rue et donner un message à la population.
Plus fort pour que personne ne nous ignore rien. Plus fort pour que personne ne nous ignore rien. Plus fort pour que personne ne nous ignore rien. Plus fort pour que personne ne nous ignore rien. Plus fort pour que personne ne nous ignore rien.
So, how does austerity affect you?
Well, me personally, it's not exactly me. It's more like my grandmother and my mom. So, my mom and her like retirement plans are a bit like set off because of the cuts. And my grandmother, well, specifically, she has to like drive or get to Montreal for eye surgery. And the bills for the bus used to be covered for her, and now they're not covered anymore. So that's like my like personal reason for protesting is for them.
So, right.
building off of that, definitely like parents and grandparents, but also directly in regards to the university. I've seen it over like the last like year and a half, like more classes are going online. The education itself is like going downhill, like 15 million cuts towards university is pretty substantial.
So what sign are you holding?
We rolls point gun.
And can you tell me a little bit about it?
In French?
It's okay.
Okay. C'est une plateforme à revendication sociale. Et ça va être mis en ligne au mois de juillet. Et cette plateforme va permettre aux gens de créer des revendications et puis de créer des plans d'action collectifs en ligne.
What action has it been taking so far?
Les gens vont pouvoir faire des comme revendications, un plan d'action avec des manifestations, des pétitions, des campagnes de lettres, des boycotts. Ils vont pouvoir s'organiser à même la plateforme en ayant aussi des appels à des produits et des services pour mettre en place justement les revendications.
Thank you.